Good afternoon, I'm Stan Ingold, filling in for Mackenzie Bates for Alabama Public Radio News. Rural Alabama residents will finally be able to get broadband internet thanks to an FCC program. It's called Connect America, and its mission is to provide access to high-speed internet everywhere in the country. Mark Wigfield is a spokesman for the FCC. He says Windstream Communications is the latest company to come on board with Connect America.
They'll get this $500,000 a year to expand and support broadband service for these customers. The idea is that they have to have 40% of it built out by the end of 2017 and then 60% by the end of 2018 and have it completely done by 2020.
Wigfield says Frontier Communications is also involved with the program. AT&T and CenturyLink have been approached as well. Tuscaloosa has taken another step toward recovery from the April 2011 tornadoes. Fresh Market is the first business to open in the newly developed Legacy Park. The development is built on land that was hit by the storms 4 years ago. Mayor Walt Maddox attended the opening. He says the shops in Legacy Park will be a major benefit to the city.
We wanted a more strategic picture of how to rebuild, which included higher quality, higher development, which helped our entire city. First year of business, this entire shopping center will create over $1 million worth of new taxes. So that means better investment in our schools and our roads. And most importantly, it means a lot of jobs and a higher quality of life.
At least five more businesses, including a restaurant, are planning to open in Legacy Park within the next 3 months. And U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack and Congresswoman Terry Sewell are touring parts of Alabama to promote the state's rural small businesses and community infrastructure. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that Vilsack attended an event celebrating the groundbreaking of a wastewater treatment facility in Whitehall. The facility received over $1 million in funding from USDA programs and will serve 57 residential and 3 commercial customers locally. The two officials will tour Greensboro's Kaiser County Farm. The farm received nearly $200,000 in grant money provided through the USDA's Rural Energy for America program. And taking a look at weather across much of the state for this evening, look for clear skies with lows in the mid-60s, and for your Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s. Along the coast tonight, mostly cloudy this evening. Going partly cloudy later on, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Chance of precipitation is 20%. And for your Thursday on the coast, sunny, highs in the low 90s. I'm Stan Ingold for APR News.